Christy Vilsack.
Thanks, Sue Dvorsky, for a great party. And I've got to tell you, I've been waiting a long time to have these three guys standing behind me. So I appreciate you guys back there. When I was 15 years old, I read To Kill a Mockingbird for the first time. If you haven't read the book, you may have seen the movie with Gregory Peck. And when I read it for the first time, I thought that Atticus Finch, the small town lawyer, was my dad. The second time I read it, I was in my 40s, and I sat next to our son, Jess, and I read it out loud to him, and I'm proud that he became a lawyer. But the second time I read it, I thought that Atticus Finch was my husband. And this year, before I decided to run for Congress, I thought maybe I should read it again. I thought there might be something in there that would speak to me. And this year, when I read it, I realized that I'm Atticus Finch. In fact, all of us are Atticus Finch. And when you hear someone like Steve King say that people who are unemployed shouldn't be allowed to vote, and when you hear him say that people who don't own property shouldn't be allowed to vote, then somebody's got to stand up. And I'm going to stand up. When he votes against Social Security and Medicare in the best interest of our seniors, when he votes against flood relief for the people in his own district, when he votes against the issues that are important to working families, and somebody's got to stand up. And my question to all of you is, will you stand? Will you stand? Will you stand? We will stand together and win the 4th District, and the 3rd District, and the 2nd District, and the 1st District, and take those 25 seats for Congress, and then we'll move forward with the President's agenda. Thanks a lot.